The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, welcome again. It's nice to see you all kind of connect in this way. It's quite something. It's really quite something. So, today I wanted to talk about appreciation. I was on a Zoom call earlier today with some of my co-teachers, and we were cooking up some, you know, new projects or new offerings that we want to do. And I had such a feeling of appreciation of working with them and their all the different elements that they bring to our projects that we work on together. And I felt like, oh, this feels like loving kindness, and yet it's born out of, I was calling it appreciation. So maybe we can explore this a little bit today, the relationship between loving kindness and appreciation. And I was thinking that if we unpack this a little bit, this idea of appreciation has in it a recognition, kind of like an acknowledgement of someone, including ourselves. So not only an acknowledgement and a recognition, but in a way that's, you know, in a warm-hearted way, with not disparaging or not putting a person down or speaking ill or not having hostility. You know, it's the opposite of that. This of seeing someone and seeing their what they are contributing, or maybe just seeing them independent of what they're contributing in a warm-hearted way. And in some ways, if we have appreciation of others, it's also a way in which that we are softening our own, sometimes this self-obsession, you know, that we have to fix everything to be just right in order for us to have some ease, or try to make sure that everybody thinks all the right things about ourselves or something like that. When we're expressing or feeling appreciation for others, we're not so concerned about ourselves in that moment. And there's a way in which when we're not so concerned about ourselves in an unhelpful way, when that gets interrupted, there can be a sense of freedom. There can be some sense of peace and ease associated with that. And this appreciation of others, including appreciating ourselves, in some ways can be a type of nourishment, we might say, a type of fuel or support for others and for ourselves. And the way that I'm using this word nourishment kind of support the idea that it allows others, ourselves, to grow and to flourish. Especially if we think about what is the opposite of appreciation, this, as I said, maybe disparagement or discouragement or mocking or making people feel embarrassed or something like this, teasing in a way that feels really uncomfortable to the person receiving the teasing. If we, instead of doing that, help create the conditions in which people can bloom, can blossom, in which we can bloom, in which we can blossom. This is a part of loving kindness, this open-hearted, warm-hearted stance. The way that I'm talking about it, appreciation is more about individuals that we know and that we have a relationship with. And one of the differences is with loving kindness, right, grows and grows and grows until it's for with all beings, even those we don't know and never will know. So appreciation is more often limited to those that we at least have an idea about if we don't know them personally. But it still draws from this same warm-hearted, open-hearted, well-wishing place. But in order for appreciation to be really nourishing for others, it has to be authentic. It can't be like, thanks, that was great. Or, and, you know, with no emotional tone or maybe it, and not in a sarcastic way. And so maybe to express appreciation, it can be helpful for us to tap into, to be coming from an open-hearted, warm-hearted place. So maybe there is loving kindness or is first, maybe. And then from that, this warm-hearted, open place, we can notice that, oh yeah, I appreciate this. I appreciate this person and this person and this person. Or maybe it's the other way around. Maybe appreciating an experience, what's being offered, what a person helps remind us or tap into this warm-hearted, loving, caring place. So in this way, loving kindness and appreciation can be mutually supportive, or maybe they even merge where they're not even different. For me, one thing that's interesting is to consider additional definitions of appreciation. Like one, of course, is to have like a fuller understanding or a more complete understanding of a situation. Sometimes when we make a decision based on all that information that we have, and then later we realize, oh, maybe that wasn't the best decision. Sometimes we have this expression, oh, I didn't fully appreciate that doing this was going to cause something else. I didn't appreciate how it was related to other things or whatever it might be. So to appreciate is to have a full understanding, more complete understanding. I think this is kind of can be really interesting and fruitful to explore for ourselves. What is the relationship between loving kindness / appreciation and a full understanding? Maybe it's that there's not so much of a, we use this expression sometimes, negativity bias, where there's sometimes we are just focusing on the things that aren't quite right, the little thorns in our side, or allowing the inner critic to be particularly loud. And we tend to be dismissive of those things that are positive or neutral, those things that are just going fine. So maybe to appreciate is to have a fuller understanding that includes the neutral, the positive, as well as those that are troubling. So that's one way we might think about appreciation. Another definition of appreciation is to increase in value. We often think about this if homes appreciate in value in general. So how is it that having a warm-hearted stance causes things, or what's the relationship, I should say, between having a warm-hearted stance, a warm-hearted looking at, recognizing something, somebody, causes its value to increase? Maybe when we really look and we see with a greater understanding all the different aspects of it, the value increases. Probably all of us have this experience that maybe somebody that we didn't know, maybe they are a coworker or just somebody that we met through somebody else. But then when we get to know them better, we appreciate them, we care for them so much more. Their value, quote unquote, is bigger. They have a bigger, fuller understanding of them. I'm looking for a particular word that I can't find right now. But just this idea of maybe appreciation and its relation to loving kindness. And that appreciation has a number of different definitions to increase in value, to fully understand, and to recognize. And it can be something for us to think about how all three of those definitions of appreciation and how they interact with loving kindness, our understanding of metta. So, with that as an introduction, Let's go ahead and do some loving kindness practice. We'll start by taking a comfortable posture, yet a posture that also has some alertness to it, some posture that expresses our intention to pay attention. And feeling into this moment, can feel into the sensations of the chair or the cushion against the body. Feeling connected, grounded, present. And to support our being connected, can we do a light body scan? Start at the top of the head. And bring our attention to the area around our eyes and the mouth. And the neck. And shoulders. The upper back and lower back. The upper chest. Or upper torso, and the belly, again feeling connected to the chair or cushion, upper legs, lower legs, and the feet, a place where we can also feel grounded and connected. The upper arms, lower arms, the hands. And feeling what the hands are feeling, touching. Is it smooth or rough, warm or cool, or there's some general properties or qualities of what the hands are touching? And then to feel what it feels like to have hands. That is, there might be some tingling or throbbing or just the felt experience of having hands. And then in the same way, bringing our attention to the felt experience of breathing. Feeling the expansion or contraction maybe some stretching or tautness. And just resting our awareness there with the sensations of breathing. And when we find the mind is busy with thinking, we just very simply, gently begin again. We're just hanging out here with the sensations of breathing. Right now, there's nowhere else to be except here, now. And then to begin our loving kindness practice, bring to mind a lovable being, someone for whom it's easy to feel appreciation, warmth, care, respect, goodwill, benevolence, whichever words you'd like to use. And then to support our cultivating loving kindness, we can say the phrases while having in mind the lovable being. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. And then we can expand our loving kindness to include ourselves. So in the same way, bring to mind either an image of ourselves or the felt sense, kinesthetic sense of what it feels like to be sitting here right now. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. You might just do a gentle check-in with the body and see if there are any sensations of warm-heartedness or spaciousness, openness, well-being, even if it's just a slight or vague experience. And if so, can you allow it to support you in the cultivating and developing of loving kindness? Might not be there too, that's perfectly fine. But if it is, this is something else that can nourish us and support us. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. would it feel like to appreciate yourself? And then can we extend this loving kindness, this appreciation even further? Is there someone that you don't know so well, or maybe you don't have contact with them so often, but that you appreciate? Can you feel into that? What does it feel like to appreciate? Can we, as an expression of appreciation, or as a support for cultivating loving kindness, to tap into that experience of appreciating? I mean, this person in mind. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. to appreciate, maybe to see more fully. And then to end this meditation, feel your feet on the ground and feel the pressure of the chair or cushion against your body. When you're ready, you can gently open your eyes. And then imagine the sound of a bell ringing now. I don't have a bell near me, I'm afraid. My apologies. Yeah, so this relationship or this exploration of the relationship between appreciation and having goodwill, sometimes it can be helpful to discuss with others what and explore what our thinking is or some of the ideas that we have. Sometimes we don't know until we actually try to articulate them, what our thinking is. So I'd like to put you into some small groups. And during these small groups, you can talk about some of your ideas about the relationship between appreciation and loving kindness. How are they the same? How are they different? How do they support one another? Or you can talk a little bit about what your experience was like during that meditation, that maybe you felt agitated the whole time. Maybe you fell asleep the whole time. Maybe you had a wonderful daydream for the whole time that I just kept on interrupting, or whatever it is. It can be whatever you'd like to share. We don't all have to pretend that everything's all wonderful all the time, right? So for this, I'd like to suggest that the person who has the least amount of letters in their screen name goes first. And there'll be three or four of you per room. And we'll meet you will meet for about 13 minutes. I think so. Okay, so, maybe I should say a little bit more about this to help set it up. It can be helpful to not say everything you know about that topic, but at first you just say a little bit, one or two ideas, and then it goes to the second person, and then it goes to the third person, and then it comes back around to you. And then now that you've heard what other people's ideas are, maybe you have something more to say, so that it becomes kind of a collaborative exploration, as opposed to just one individual giving a monologue and then the other individuals are listening. There's value in this, but that's not what we're going to be doing right now. So it's not so much a conversation either. It's more about one person speaks and then the next and then the next, and then it goes around. So this idea of a spiral, but in a way that allows yourself to be influenced by what you hear. So as opposed to having a more conventional conversation. Great. So have fun. So welcome back. And I'd love to hear, how was that, this exploration of appreciation and loving kindness? Or did you have some discoveries or some questions or anything you'd like to share? Nope, nobody wants to say anything.
I'll say something. I know I'm muted, but oh, go ahead, Trudy.
Oh, no, that's okay. Go.
I was just sharing with my group that it was a very emotional meditation for me. My appreciation, my sense of metta for myself towards other people and even some difficult people over the last week or two has appreciated, grown deeper, become more profound to me. You and the other teachers is really, I'm overwhelmed by the people that took care of me in the hospital. I'm overwhelmed to the other people that show up for metta practice evening. And so, it was just a really, it was a good sit for me.
Thank you. Thank you for sharing that, Nancy. I don't know what to say in response, but thank you for sharing. Does anybody else have something they'd like to say?
I'd like to say something.
Yes, Abraham.
Nancy, I'm just really glad that you're here doing this. I know you've been going through a hard time, and it's just nice to hear your voice.
Beautiful.
Thank you, Abraham.
I'll second that.
Nice.
And also, the cat that Jess has around her seems to me has a lot of kindness and elicits a lot of kindness, and the two of you together demonstrate it. Thank you.
I'm a big fan of the cat too.
Yes. I saw earlier Jess was like patting the cat. It was really sweet. Jess, what's your cat's name?
Her name is Albatross. She goes by Albie. And nice. She's run off to catch a cricket, but she likes it when you pull her tail, so she's a very unusual cat. You may see pick her up by her tail.
Wow. Okay, Albatross. Albie. Nice. Anybody else have something they'd like to say or share? Yes, Trudy. Oh, Trudy, you were unmuted and then you got muted. Would you like me to unmute you? Doesn't seem to be working.
Here we go.
Yeah.
In our group, there was a discussion about gratitude and appreciation and how similar or different they are, or just what's the difference between those two. So
are you asking me a question, or are you telling me that's what you were discussing?
Well, yeah, so that question came up, so I'm asking you. Yes, how do you feel about the connection, if there is one, between appreciation and gratitude?
Yeah, this is a good question. You know, I'm not sure that I know. For me, what comes to mind is that appreciation has these other definitions as well, right? To increase in value, to be recognized and to understand more fully. So that's what comes to mind, is that gratitude seems to be more of a simply more of a recognition, not as full of a definition, but that's what comes to my mind right now. Maybe you guys came up with something better.
So it seems to me that appreciation is more of more less heartful, more of objective assessment of the value, while gratitude has a lot of affection, is really heartfully felt. That's kind of how I see it. You know, when Diane first mentioned about appreciation as the value, and I first kind of got taken back, because I never really place any value to people in if that's what I have to appreciate people. But I think being grateful, gratitude, I feel closer. That I felt, so.
Thank you. Thank you, Mai. That's how you pronounce your name, Mai?
Yeah, Maywa, yeah, May.
May, thank you, that's excellent. I love that. And I myself, when I heard myself say and appreciate, you know, increase in value, I also felt like, that doesn't quite sound right, like for people, right? You know,
yeah.
But, and I love your kind of that maybe having gratitude is a little bit more heartfelt than appreciate. Maybe it's a little bit more in the mind, something. Yeah, beautiful. Yeah. Beautiful.
That's what I shared with my group, too, is that, know the way appreciation was explained today. I think usually we explain a concept that came from Pali and then try to use different English words to explain that concept. Whereas today, appreciation just came from English, and we applied these different definitions in English to the word appreciation.
That's exactly right. Thank you for highlighting that. That's right. You know, this isn't particularly Buddhist, and I don't think that it's in the Pali canon. It's anything that gets translated as appreciate or appreciation. But I appreciate practicing with you all this evening. This was really delightful, really nice to explore these ideas and these experiences together. It's really wonderful. So now I'd like to unmute us all so we can say goodbye. It's 7:01 and time for us to end, but bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye to the catch.